Okay, let's start again. It's Tuesday on 99 Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy. A sunshine is guys and moderate temps, about 52 degrees. Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Sandy Waters.
What's up, girlfriend?
Hello.
Yeah.
Sandy Waters went on a day trip yesterday. We got to talk about that coming up in a few minutes.
Listen, right now, it is not good. So you know those days where you walk into work and nothing is working?
Yeah.
And the guy who's in charge of everything isn't around?
Yeah.
You just want to leave. Change your password. Okay, I'll change the password. No freaking computer is accepting my new password or my old one.
So you change it. It said, thank you for the new one. Now please re-enter your new password. And I said, sorry, that doesn't work.
Yes.
I love that. That's what's happening with me with a stupid freaking Facebook, man. I can't get in.
Oh, my God. Scott's been, for 3 years.
No, for about 2 months, I've been really making an effort.
I've been asking you to do it for, like, years.
Here's the deal.
You may have just started to actually put forth some effort.
Got it on my phone, right?
In the last few months.
And, you know, if you need to reset your password, it sends a verification code, right?
On Thursday when you were talking about it.
No, it's just that you get a verification code to change your password. The verification code was sent to an email that's been dead since Roadrunner was
Roadrunner.
Right, and so I'm like, I can't get it to send to my phone. And every time I try, they're like, yeah, finally, I get through the stupid AI computer people and get a hold of somebody. And only via chat. So it could be a bot.
Oh, you know what?
And then they send it to me, and I go, like, this is going to be great. I hit it. It's like, sorry, something went wrong. And I'm like,
You know,
45 minutes later.
You know, it's amazing. Those companies who are so massive and successful, yet they have no customer service.
Right.
Facebook.
Jeez.
What's another one? I mean, Apple. No, Apple's good, I guess.
I don't ever reach out to them.
What's another one like Facebook where you just can't get a hold of them, yet
right.
They're a massive company?
They're like the Fairport of tech, where you just can't get there from here.
It's like, what the how is that how is that legal?
It's not.
It's not. It really isn't.
Oh, it probably is, but hello, capitalism. It's all up to you.
It's really not.
Okay,
your morning is starting out a lot better than ours. Otherwise, like, you know, just phone it in.
Can we, like, go to the top of the parking garage over here and just whip computers and cell phones off the top of it and let them bash on the ground? Can we just get a bunch of people to bring their stuff up and just toss it off the top of the parking garage?
Well, we did do that.
I know.
Do you remember? Why did we do that?
It was a generation ago.
I remember that was when I first started working with you, and you're like, we got this great idea.
Yeah,
okay. You're going to go home, okay? We're going to broadcast from your house, and you're going to throw your computer out your office window.
Yes, right. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
You know what?
And my sister's like, what are you doing? I'm like, listen, it's for the show. And I'm just chucking equipment out my window.
Yeah, we put a microphone down on the ground. It was awesome. As a matter of fact, on the last week of Stephen Colbert, David Letterman came back on, and they tossed stuff off the top of 30 Rock.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, I think that was the thing that Letterman
did. They stole our bit?
No, we stole their bit.
Oh.
All right, it's coming up on 6 o'clock. Here's your weather today. Sun and clouds, not as cool. 76. Man, lock that in. Make it all year long. Tomorrow, showers possible, but not all day, about 75 degrees.
Spisano and Sandy.
Okay, it's 98.9 Not Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. And I'm confused. Can't we just have nice things? Can't just things just be normal in this world? Why does everything have to be always improved upon to the point where it's ridiculous? You may wonder, Scott.
What are you talking about?
Oh, thank you. I'm talking. Are you busy? Do you want me to get back to you?
No, I'm waiting for it. Yes? Okay.
This is back
I don't want to interrupt you.
I know we're looking at each other, but you got to get anyway. Okay, so my wife decided
I'm sorry to read my cue card.
Cue cards.
Hold it up a little higher. Okay, there you go. What, Scott?
There was nothing like, okay, so we ran out of K-cup coffee pod things, right? So I'm like, do you want me to get? She's, no, I got some. And she ordered some that came.
She meaning your wife?
My wife, Jill. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And so they come and she gets the box. There's like 20 of them or something in this little box.
Okay.
She's like, you want to bring these to the lake? I'm like, yeah, you can split them between the lake, our camper, where we have a little cured cup machine in here at home.
Okay.
So we put some in a bag and then, you know, whatever. And I realized that here at the radio station, I use 2 K-cups a day and we're starting to get low.
Wait, at the station you use 2?
Yeah, I fill one travel.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
One travel mug, 2 cups of coffee right in there.
Oh, you do leave quite often. I never know where you're going. Refill your coffee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I bring them to work this morning and I look down and they're the most ridiculous, unheard of coffee flavors.
Oh, here we go again.
People may not have, but this is a totally different company. I thought they were just regular, like, breakfast blend.
This is Scott's biggest gripe in his relationship. One of the, you have talked about this every time your wife orders coffee.
You know, she did it
once. Where is she ordering it from?
I don't know. Amazon.
Because you're always like, what the hell is this flavor? Orange, vanilla.
Are you ready for these? I'm just going to show you. Some of the, three in the morning, I just grab a handful of them and throw them in my bag, right?
Okay, yeah.
The first one I came up with is black and white cookie.
Oh, the moon cookie.
Ooh. Chocolate and vanilla flavored coffee. So probably like an Oreo.
I didn't even know.
The second one I picked, and now if I make 2 in one mug, none of these 6 that I have in front of me are the same. Everyone's different.
Oh, so you fill up before you're fully finished, completely finished with the cup. So you like top it off.
No, I put 2 in one travel mug. So I make 1, then I make a second one, pour them both into the thing.
Oh, I didn't know you did it that way. Okay, sorry.
The second one, cookies and creamery from Cold Stone. Okay.
Oh, that sounds good.
The next one is cookie jar, iced oatmeal cookie. You see a pattern here? The next one.
I don't know if I like that one. Oatmeal cookie coffee?
The next one. Java Factory S'mores chocolate graham cracker and marshmallow flavored coffee.
That is good.
Do you see a pattern here? Do you see a pattern?
Yes, we do, Scott. Yes, we do.
And then I've got a Andes mint chocolate flavor. Remember the Andes, the little green?
Wait, yep. I like that one.
And now this takes the cake. And I'll show you what it is, and then you can say what it is on the air.
Oh, wow. How about that? It's a mystery. It's a blind bag of a K-cup.
It's a giant question mark on the foil on top. A white foil, black question mark.
That's awesome. That's all the leftover crap they had at the bottom of the barrel.
How am I going to tell whether it's chocolate cookie oatmeal black and white cookie cream mint?
Oh, maybe it's all blended together. Oh my gosh, I wonder what that's going to taste like. You know what? To be honest with you, if you gave me a cup, because we used to do this in my house, and my husband would buy that kind of assortment, whatever K-cup box, he would pour me a coffee and then say, "Guess which one I poured you."
Mm-hmm.
They all taste freaking the same.
For someone who luckily is not picky about their coffee, even pumpkin spice, if it happens to fall into my cup, I'll drink it. I don't honestly go for it. She's
try
lucky.
That one first. Try the question mark and tell me what it is, what you think it is.
We're
just
gonna
do
have
one.
To wait till this is done though, because I already got coffee in my mug. But like, this is probably, remember those Harry Potter jelly beans? Like, this one's gonna taste like cow manure and ass or something.
That is the thing, the whole blind bag thing. There are so many. It's like the what do they call it?
Mystery box?
It's the breaking cards or whatever, the sports collectors. And mm-hmm. You break cards and you don't pay for
getting
it before you even, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids do it with their little blind bag squishies.
Yeah, when the
why is that such a thing? And now it's freaking trickled down into the K-cup
Everything
world.
Is like that now. The squishy dumplings that are a rage with kids now? They don't know what they're getting. They open it up. It's a rainbow one!
Oh, my God. Let's do the show like that. Okay. Have a listener call in 818-2899 and tell me if you want us to do topic 1, 2, or 3.
So if this is
not your own show,
if this K-cup coffee thing out of the other 2, 5 of them, the 6th one happens to be
That's going to be a totally different flavor.
It's going to be some cookie or these are all cookies.
No, I know. That one's going to be like pumpkin or something. It's got to be so rogue random.
Right. It's going to be, yeah.
And why did you shy away from that? That you can't leave us hanging. Now you're leaving us hanging. Now we want to know what that is.
That's good radio, Sandra.
Is it?
Well, now.
What did Spazzato and Sandy do this morning? Oh, you know, talk about K-Cups.
Then a mystery cup of.
Nobody will ever listen to the show if this is
when
our
it
show.
Had a question mark on top. I'm intrigued, but I can't pop it open until tomorrow. Well, see, the problem is I'm going to have to put a second one in, and then it'll dilute the flavor. I won't know what it is.
Just put that one in alone tomorrow, or just rip it open now and smell it and tell me what it smells
like. No, I don't want to waste it.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, I hope it's not like bourbon or something.
Oh, that'd be
poison.
Nice.
Poison.
Yeah, no, asparagus.
The last time.
The concentration on ass.
The last time you somehow got roped into something that makes zero sense on paper. Zero. Absolutely no sense on paper. But here you are going along with it because you're a sucker in love.
Mm-hmm. It's all coming up on the buzz.
That was my day yesterday.
Yeah, hold on. 98.9 The Buzz. There you go. Some journey to start your morning off on 98.9 The Buzz. This is Fiziano and Sandy. A 52-degree start. 75, 76 degrees today.
Listen, this makes zero sense. Absolutely no sense. If I were to tell you this story, every single woman listening right now would be like, that is crazy. No way I'm doing that.
Well, What about a guy?
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Oh.
But then if you ask all the guys, they would be like, what's the problem? And even though I think it's insane, here I am going along with it because I'm a sucker for love.
That's right.
Like we all are when we're in a relationship. So my husband, as you know, has been looking for a new vehicle because his flatlined. Which, by the way, side note, he knew his brake lines were leaking, yet he let my 16-year-old daughter drive it to Wegmans and back. Hey, you want to get a run errand? You want to drive? Because she's learning how to drive still. I go, you let her behind the wheel of a car where you know the brake lines aren't working? So anyhow, she pulls in the driveway, loses control of the brakes because the fluid's all gone. He puts on the emergency brake. Good thing. Didn't crash into the house.
Oh, good. Well, you could have had a new garage door.
I'm like, that's a father for you. That's a father versus mother. Anyhow, holy hell, there was an angel watching over them. So his vehicle flatlined.
Yep.
Looking for a vehicle. He's very particular. We already talked about this, right?
Yeah, right.
My buddy's at Joe, trying to help him out, look at auction for exactly what he wants. They're right. So great there.
Right.
He finds a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania. Babe, we're going to Scranton, Pennsylvania. This is Saturday. I go, what? Wait, what happened? I found it. Perfect vehicle. Let's go.
Okay.
3.5 hours away to go get a vehicle? Are you serious? I have a good feeling about this. This is the perfect one.
What
is it? It's pre-owned.
A Lamborghini or something? What is it?
No, it's just a 4Runner. But I guess, I don't know, 4Runners are like the Jeeps. You guys have this little cult going on.
Oh, okay.
Where they're hard to come by. Once it hits the lot, even Joe at Ida is like, when we get a 4Runner pre-owned,
yeah,
it's gone in
gone.
A day.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, we got it. We got to act on this because it's pre-owned. You know, a new one is going to cost you who knows how much.
Oh, sure.
Here we are driving 3.5 hours to get into
our
vehicle.
God.
That sounds so stupid. I'm like, what are we doing?
So you got it on Saturday?
Oh, well, then the story continues. First, let me drop in the question. How far would you drive to get the vehicle of your dreams? Or how far did you drive? Because I hear Scranton, PA isn't the longest distance.
Oh, no.
Somebody has traveled.
Oh, no. People buy cars out of Florida. They fly down and drive it back. That's nutbag stuff.
That is not.
That's nutbag stuff.
Yeah, but is that for like a classic car? Or do they do that just for a regular?
Both. It's just stupid. I will drive as far as maybe Greece from Webster. That's about
it. Not far, Scott.
That's far for me. You know, Seasiders, you know, it's scary over there.
You guys are such brats. This is a guy thing to do, except for Scott Spisano. Probably the only guy that.
Guys, what is wrong in your head? How was your childhood lacking? How was your father such a jerk that you need to put your entire personality, your entire life and blood and being around a piece of metal?
Wow, look at you offending
that doesn't
everyone.
Know who you are or care.
Wow, wait a minute. I would not say it like that. That was mean.
No, it's true.
It is like Christmas for my husband driving back the 3.5 hours. He was so excited. Like, I've never seen him. Yes, this vehicle made him more excited than I ever have. And I'm his wife. Like, he was so giddy, giddy excited. He kept calling me on the road and he's like, thank you. I just want to say thank you. I'm like, oh my God.
There's nothing, you can't deny that when you get a new car, it's awesome, right? Whether it's new or used, right? It's awesome. This is my new car. I love it. I'm going to take care of it. He's going to keep it nice and clean. Nothing will be on the floors. I'll wash it every week. That gets old. And you know what? Maybe it's the dopamine rush that you get that wears off. It's so disappointing.
I think you don't understand it. I don't think I understand. No. I know I don't understand it. But somebody listening right now, like my husband, they just get it. It just makes them happy. And it's just, I mean, I would do it all over again, even though it doesn't make sense on paper, because he's so happy.
I think for people like me, that dopamine rush wearing off after a minute is not worth it.
You love your 3D printer. What childhood trauma did you succumb to with that?
Oh, are you sticking up?
Fascination.
Are you sticking up for your husband? Guess what? My Toyota 4Runner can't create something new every single day of its life, except get me from point A to point B. When I got my Hyundai, I don't even know what kind of Hyundai. It starts with a T or something. I don't know.
That's funny. That is funny, where you don't even know what vehicle you drive.
I walked into the dealership. They're like, hey. I'm like, yeah, what do you got? Oh, let's start with, oh, that's fine. I'll take it. What color is it? I don't know. Let me see. Oh, okay, it's gray. Fine. No big deal.
You're like the extreme. My husband's one extreme. You're like the complete opposite.
Exactly.
You're the
care. And, you know, people say, oh, as long as it's got four wheels, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's true. But, like, whatever. It's just, you know. All
you
I
are
see
the
is,
people who says as long as it got.
Yeah, I guess. But as long as it, I mean, I just see it as a, you know, $400 plus payment every month. That's kind of a pain in the ass. I know, I'm not usual.
I didn't think you were going to lash out.
Yeah. Like hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, Ray. What's up, man?
I've gone as far as Texas to get a deal.
Jesus, you're crazy.
There you go. Did you rope your wife along on that ride?
No. At the time I was single, what happened was I happened to get information of an estate sale. I managed to get a motorcycle and a boat for the same price that you would pay for one.
Oh, that's legit. Now that's a score.
Now there's a continuous dopamine payoff.
Exactly. I got a fishing boat and a motorcycle for the price of what you would pay for one of them.
Oh, jeez. Fantastic.
Okay, that's a deal. I see that. I can see going that far.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yep. It's down near Galveston area. I picked it up.
Well, I'm sorry about your childhood.
Stop! Oh, my God!
Goodbye.
You are so mean.
Sorry about your
child. 634.
Meanwhile, you do have daddy issues. You talk about him on the air.
Yeah. I don't know what he caused me to do, though. Especially not drive to Galveston for a freaking car.
Spisano and Sandy.
What's up? How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. 53 degrees and 76 today. Some sun and clouds. Going to be okay today. So the question is, who makes the decisions at home? It might be totally different at work. It might be.
Oh, yeah. So many people could relate to that right there, what you just said. You call the shots at work.
Yeah.
It's all you.
Yeah.
You're the decision maker.
That's right.
You're number one.
Mm-hmm.
You get home. Completely different.
And then then
third option, you could be Scott Spisano.
And neither. I'm neither. My work wife calls the shots. My home wife calls the shots. Case in point. I don't remember what day it was last week. Maybe Thursday. I'm out in the garage. I'm throwing garbage out midday, maybe 2, maybe 1, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. pickup truck backs into my driveway, and my friend gets out and goes, "Hey, brought it here." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "I got it. It's in the back." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Oh, your patio set your wife ordered."
Wait, whose wife ordered?
My wife ordered. I'm like, "Why? What are you talking about? Help me get it off the truck. It's really heavy. It's made out of that Trex stuff, the plastic stuff. It's real heavy." I'm like,
why
what
is,
the
wait, instead of Amazon, wait, is your friend like an Amazon driver?
I don't know. I'm like, what is going on? She didn't tell you? Well, she said she did.
I love that. She didn't tell you? Which doesn't do anything but make you look stupid.
Makes me look like an idiot. And so then now what do you say? Oh, yeah. No, I held strong. I'm like, I have no idea what this is. What is it? Well, it's a table and four chairs.
Oh.
I'm like, for my patio? There's no room on my patio.
You need one of those.
No, there's no room. I don't have room. And we never sit on the patio anyway. We spent all this money to fix it up and make it happen. We sit out there like three. I'm like, do you want to go in the back? Want to go in the patio? No, I don't want to sit. I got work to do. I'm like, oh, my God. You have a sunroom. You use it. If we had a sunroom, it would be crickets would be using it. So she thinks she needs this patio. I'm like, what is going on? And I texted her, I'm WT on the F. Like, what is? Oh, yeah. So remember when we, I'm like, no. So I go and I measure it and it just won't fit. There's no room to walk if we put it up.
So wait, did she buy this or is this a hand-me-down?
What's
the situation with this?
It's a bought hand-me-down. So I guess they ordered two of them, and my wife's like, they don't have room. It's like, well, we'll take it. That was never
buy
discussed.
Buy it or take it?
Well, buy it.
Oh, you're going to buy it from the friend. Because it makes a huge difference. I know you're giving me that look, but it makes a huge difference. If it's free, you don't need to ask permission. Well, wait, do you need to ask permission from
no,
the spouse?
No, you don't.
Feel, well,
no, you don't.
Know.
No, it's fine. My level's fine with if it's free, I'll take it. Then if we don't have it afterwards, we'll sell it or get rid of it or something.
If it's, because I remember my husband got so mad when I was walking around the neighborhood after one of those neighborhood garage sales. Mm-hmm. And you know how people will leave whatever they didn't sell mm-hmm. at the end of their driveway. So I saw this big, massive wooden chair. And it was like one of those, like it was massive. It was good quality. Mm-hmm. So got my daughter, we drove back, picked it up, put it in the Volkswagen, mm-hmm. put it home, and my husband's like, what the hell is that, and why is that in here? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. No.
Really?
You're not taking someone's hand-me-down. Oh, yeah, oh, he was wow. so angry.
How snobby of him. I would have been
gone.
Like, yeah.
Well, it did look kind of worn, but I thought I could fluff up the cushions somehow. Not sure how, but okay. Anyhow.
So
where is it now? Who won this battle?
It's in my garage. I called him up and I'm like, dude, we can't take it. It doesn't fit. I'm so sorry. There was a lack of communication here.
Take it back?
Yeah.
Did your wife pay for it yet?
No.
How much was it?
Don't know. Never even got that. Never even got that far.
Oh, you didn't get that far?
No. And if so, it probably would have been almost $1,000.
Let's be honest.
I don't have $1,000.
Let's start with how, let's go back to how we started this. You don't really call the shots. You really have no say.
And that's funny to you.
Yes, it is.
Good. Good to know.
Listen, if I was telling you this story, you would be laughing too. How can you not?
Here's the problem.
Oh boy,
they need
go.
To send it back. So now I've got to somehow get it back to their house so a truck can put it on a pallet and forklift it back on. This thing is...
Well, your friend has the pickup truck.
So I'm going to ask him to come back over?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's rude.
Well, then just ask to borrow his pickup truck.
That's the same thing.
Yep, I know.
No. So now, inconveniently, I have to somehow probably make more than one trip. And the table itself, I don't even know if will fit in the back of my wife's car.
Just ask your friend. This is your friend, JC. He knows. He knows the dynamics of your relationship.
I inconvenienced him first.
He should have known you're not going to like this.
Oh, no, he thinks, like, boy, that would be great. You're going to love it. No.
818-2899. If you can relate, because I'm sure people can relate where in one area of your life, you have the final say. And then you go home.
And you are invisible.
And you are invisible. Well said. Well said.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Good luck. Anyone want a patio furniture? Scotty's got it.
All right. It's coming up on 7 o'clock now on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
Okay. So for you in Webster, you peoples in Webster, is this a scam that people in Webster fell for? The picture that caught fire on social media is coming up just after 7.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hi, doing Tuesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. It's 7 o'clock hour, 7:09. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters ready to go here with a 53-degree start. What's going on with Webster?
Something that was posted to the Webster neighborhood page caught fire. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of comments. It was just a picture. And I kind of feel like, I don't know if you guys in Webster have been scammed.
Okay, I got FOMO. I have no idea what you're talking about. And I didn't look at this on purpose, so you could explain this to me. What happened?
So someone posted a picture. It's at the LA Fitness in the parking lot.
Okay.
And there is a guy standing there in a blue button-down shirt, and he's got a violin.
A violin?
And he's got a violin, and he's got this cardboard... cardboard whatever sign that says in Sharpie, help me pay dad medicine. God bless. And it's all in caps. And then you see another guy leaning over and putting change in his violin case. And you see this kid just standing there smiling. That's it. That's the picture. And hundreds of comments blew up about this guy. First, did you see this guy playing violin?
No, I live in Webster. I know where that is. I haven't seen or heard anything about this.
The question is this a scam? Some people say they've seen the same exact guy in Oswego with a different sign asking for college education money or something.
Oh, okay. Well.
But I don't know. I mean, that's some people are like, oh, but that's sweet. Like, you see this picture, are you like, aw, or are you annoyed that someone might be trying to panhandle in your town?
People panhandle in every town, but this is well thought out. My first, like, intuition is to think that it's albeit, you know, heartstring thing, it's also, like, ridiculously rude and preying on people. I think it's a scam.
The first thought I thought was scam too. There's no way, but there's a guy putting money in the case. Like, what's this dude doing?
And there's someone taking a picture of it.
Yes. Yes, and posting it.
Is it coming from a third person or that person?
Idea.
See, there's that. There's the...
I have no idea.
Oh,
I don't know if it's somebody walking by and saying, oh my God, look at this sucker putting money in the case. Or are they taking the picture and posting it saying, oh, look how nice.
Or did the
look
guy
how
say
giving the town of Webster is.
Yeah, or did the guy have it taken, you know, on purpose, this third accomplice?
But here's the thing.
He used
the
a kid.
Sign, remember, the sign, well, the kid was just kind of walking by too, and he was just sitting there smiling. So he wasn't part, the violin guy was alone. It looked, in the picture, he looked like he was alone.
Oh.
Older gentleman is bending over, putting the change in, and then there's just this kid off to the side looking at it. So I don't know if he's with the older guy.
Well, okay, because it says help dad, whatever, and I would imagine that kid.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
The sign said, where's the sign again? Help me pay dad medicine. So because it wasn't grammatically correct, does that make you think, aw, more sympathy, or aw, what a scammer?
I still feel it's a scam.
No, but I'm saying when you see a sign that's not grammatically correct, are you thinking, is that a red flag?
Is it
a scam red flag?
Is it on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like, I can't spell.
But then
because it looks like a kid wrote it, but
if
it's
the kid wrote it
man.
That's in the picture, then there's the heartstring, you know.
The kid in the picture is a bystander.
Okay.
He's walking out of LA Fitness, or he's just there with his dad who's putting money in the thing. I don't know. Oh, I don't know these people. They're, okay. They're three different nationalities, so I really don't know who's paired with who.
So there's, I give him credit for creating talk about this. It, you know, it beats like, you know, the guy standing at the corner and you don't make eye contact, make sure, you know, hope he doesn't come over to my car kind of vibe.
Anybody see this guy, 818-2899? Some people said at least he's trying to earn it by playing music instead of just standing there with his hand out. Mm-hmm. And other people are like, can you not see that's a scam?
People that play like street performers or whatever are called, not around here, but like over in Europe, they're called buskers. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You know what a busker is? You can look it up. So, you know, these are people that they'll sit in there. They're very talented. They play music and their guitar case is open and people put money in and that's what they do.
Someone, oh my God, that's so funny you say that because someone just wrote, busking is a job and the violin is not an easy instrument to master. My tutor said that most people quit because of how hard it is. Mm-hmm. Do you people not see that this is a scam? There's no way he's setting up in front of an LA Fitness saying, help me pay medicine dad. Like, if he was just playing, like at the Lilac Festival, there was a kid playing violin. And
for money?
I don't think he had a big cardboard sign. Now somebody help me remember. There were people putting money in his case, but I don't think he was asking for money. Mm. There's a big difference when you're asking for money.
Yeah. Would you be the type of person that goes up to them and say, like, give me the details. What medicine do you need? What are you on? What's your condition?
No, are you kidding me?
Hi, like, in order to qualify me giving you a dollar, you tell me your story. And if they're stumbling through it, then they're like, okay, never mind. I'm out.
No, I'm not going that far. Even though there was a guy in our neighborhood that used to freak out my daughter when she was a little mooch because he would go dig through everybody's garbage. Mm-hmm. And my daughter would get so freaked out, paranoid about this guy. Because, hello, it's a random dude digging through your garbage. I think that's illegal. Anyhow, I saw him when I went for a walk with my dog. I saw him at the corner in the front of the neighborhood sitting at a tree. And I did stop him and have a conversation. And I told him, do you realize you're freaking out my daughter? Why are you digging through our trash?
What did he say?
He said he was a retired Kodak employee, and this is just his side thing to keep busy.
What?
I kid you not.
Well, what did you ask him next? Are you selling my stuff? Or like?
I just said, could you please stop doing that? Because you freak out my five-year-old daughter. She won't even, when we come home, if she sees you in our driveway, she won't want to go home inside because she's so freaked
out
by
it. Right.
And then I didn't see him again.
You scared him out in the neighborhood.
I guess so. Do you want me to do the same with this violin, dude? You want me to protect Webster? I could.
All right. Well, keep an eye out. If anybody knows anything more about it, let us know. It's 717 on 98.9 The Buzz. Coming up next is The Great Jerk or Justified at 818-2899. You call in and you vote.
Okay. It's a boys-only weekend for Father's Day. Okay. Does that sound bad?
All right. Stay right there.
98.9 The Buzz. We all have those moments. Was it wrong? Or was it right? Let's find out on Spizzetto and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Where you make the call at 818-2899 on The Buzz.
I kind of feel like this is one of those cases where, you know, in life sometimes you think you are right, but then you're like, wait a minute, am I overreacting? This is a perfect example of this. So I'm going to read you the message that she gave us. She didn't want to come on the air, but she wrote it all out in a message.
Okay.
I am very, all caps, upset with my husband because of what he planned for Father's Day. I should say more heartbroken than anything.
Good guilt.
We are a blended family. I have a daughter who is 8. My husband has a 12-year-old son. We've been married for 5 years. So even though we're a blended family, the kids have pretty much grown up together and in this house. He planned a camping trip with just his son, saying he wanted a boys' bonding trip for Father's Day. Because he and his son have always camped. Mm-hmm. Boys' weekend normally is completely fine. But for Father's Day, really? That feels kind of like a bad choice and a choice that stings. I do have to mention that my daughter's father is not in the picture. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a jerk or justified here.
Yeah, sounds like one.
And I agree. How do you feel about this? 818 2899, especially if you've been through a divorce, you will have a good, strong opinion about this that we would love to hear.
Yes. If you're the chocolate vanilla twist of a family, ice cream cone, and you have a blended family, I think this can relate. Hey, the Buzz, good morning. We're on Jerk or Justified. First call through. What do you got?
I say he's a jerk.
And explain why he's a jerk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my husband said he wanted to do a camping trip, so I called all over yesterday. I found one spot, and we're taking the dog. We got a dog sit this weekend because my daughter's taking her family away. And, I mean, she even said, when are we going to spend Father's Day? So number one is you want to spend Father's Day with everybody because the kids, you know, want to appreciate that person.
Right, so. Okay.
So I say he's a jerk. I mean, you can't take them along.
I know. He, like, a boys' weekend, this breaks my heart. You can't, once you have two kids, you have to make it a father's
family.
Kid weekend. You can't even do boys' weekend. I don't even like it if it's just not Father's Day. You can't intentionally exclude the daughter, make her say, hey, I don't want to go. That's different.
Yeah. Here's
an angle to think of. Now, I don't know what's in his head, but, you know, maybe he wants to spend quality time with his son and then on another occasion spend quality time with his stepdaughter.
You can't make it Father's Day then. You can't because now you're playing favorites. And she's already a stepdaughter, so she's already feeling a little bit.
And we give mom whatever she wants to do on her day.
No mother would ever do that.
But
no mother would say.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's the premise. You get to do whatever you want. And dads, you can't do whatever you want.
No, you're missing the point. You're separating the kids.
No, I agree.
You missed the point entirely.
All right. So you say jerk.
He's a jerk.
You are in. Thank you for registering it.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Hello to Buzz. Jerk or Justify. Go ahead, man. Hey, the Buzz, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I believe the guy's a jerk.
All right.
And I'll explain why. First off, if you're getting married and you marry into what you guys call as a blended family, first off, you never look at that child as a stepson or a stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a daughter or a son. You mean, bottom line, you accept the wife, you accept the children to go with it. That's one thing.
Right.
Yeah. Having a weekend away with sons or things like that, there's nothing wrong with it. But Father's Day, that should be spent with an entire family because you're the father. All the family should be involved with that.
Wow, especially knowing that her dad is not in the picture. That is going to hurt. Now, she's young, right? She's 8. But that's going to subconsciously, I don't know, do something.
It's gonna warp her mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to definitely warp her mind because now she's going to believe that I'm ever going to be is a stepkid.
Yeah.
And children should not feel that way.
Exactly.
You know, we as adults, we don't have the right to make a child feel like that.
Yeah, that sends the wrong message.
You know, I mean, I married into my wife when she had a daughter at 4 years old. And, you know, one time did I ever look at that child as anything more than my daughter.
Right,
it doesn't
exactly.
matter if I'm the sperm donor. That doesn't matter. It's the person behind that.
Exactly.
We need more men like you. More dads like you.
Way to think, man. Thank you very much.
As far as I say, the guy's a jerk.
Jerk it is. There you go. Let me just give you the buzzer. Thanks, man. Appreciate
Some
it.
Some messages are coming in, too. Jerk, he's not just a dad to one kid anymore. Pretty much backing up what he just said.
Yeah.
He's been helping raise your daughter for 5 years. Leaving her behind on Father's Day feels like drawing a line in the family. Yeah, I agree with that, too.
I'll be a bit dramatic here. I get it. And if she loves camping, that would make it more of a jerk. If she hates camping, then he'd be fine. But on the
at 8, you don't know. You kind of go with anything at 8 years old, right?
I kind of think she would love to go camping because it's like an adventure. So, you know, I'm going to put my...
Now, the first call, you were making it sound like you were going to put your tail in or justified.
Nope, I was trying to be a devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see the other side, but I think...
Yeah,
come on, bring everybody, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Any more I think
Jerk, why would he do a boys' weekend? Why can't he do a boys' weekend another time? Picking Father's Day makes it feel like he's celebrating being a father to one child and not both. I know. The timing is horrible. How does he not see how bad the timing is?
Because he's dense and he's a guy.
The verdict is...
right?
Jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk. Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so yes, you are not overreacting. You share this podcast with him. I'm going to send you the link to it.
Yep.
It's on the podcast, Pizzano and Sandy, if anybody else needs it to share. Coming up after 8 o'clock. Oh, this is bad timing.
Yeah.
This is like, okay, so Jazz Fest, Rochester Jazz Fest is this weekend?
It starts Friday, yep.
This is kind of like, hey, welcome to Rochester, where you can find a crack pipe in your bed.
Okay, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes on the Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey there, what's up? Sunny Tuesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. Hello. Scott Pizzano, Sandy Waters, rocking your morning world for the last 28 years?
27 going on 8?
Yeah. Nice.
Who knows? Who's counting?
Yeah.
But thank you for being with us from day one. For those of you who are listening and you've been with the show for day one, we appreciate you. And if you ever call into the show, don't forget to mention first time, long time.
Yes. If you've
first time caller, long time listener.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. What's your worst hotel experience? We're summertime now. We're traveling. We're doing things. People are coming in from out of town for Rochester Jazz Fest this weekend.
Yeah. Right.
And my goodness, what a shock. This is not good timing. So the city of Rochester revoked the Wyndham Rochester downtown on State Street. They shut it down. They revoked their certificate of occupancy and issued a notice to vacate and cease and desist because officials say they were 13 unresolved fire code violations, 10 unresolved building code violations. And according to Mayor Malik Evans, the city held numerous meetings, they said, with management and considered closing the hotel as a last resort. So here we are, last resort.
Closed. That used to be such a beautiful hotel, too. It used to be called the Radisson, the one on State Street. Remember?
It's right. Just why can't we have nice things? So some of the issues, locked emergency exit doors.
Oh, God.
Okay. I mean, what's the chance?
Yeah, who knew?
Okay.
Right.
No functioning central air conditioning.
Ugh,
guests had complained about excessive heat inside the building. Blah. That's gross because the smell of a hot, sticky hotel room is disgusting.
And it's been like 85 for the last week.
Oh my God, I don't even, it makes me want to vomit.
I know, right?
More than 70 portable air conditioners have been brought in to compensate for the failed HVAC system, but the hotel reportedly had over 70 portable AC units operating. Fire officials said the electrical load from those units created an immediate electrical hazard.
Okay, I see that. Yeah, yeah. See,
other fire and building violations. There's been like so many, but those were the ones that were publicly found.
Wow, that's a hot mess. And you know, to fix the air conditioning for a giant building like that, it's got to cost tens of, if not more, of thousands of dollars.
I wonder how many people coming from out of town for Jazz Fest booked a room there. And what do you do? Oh, hotel shut down? What? Wait, what?
Yee.
Wait, what? The owner, Nayan Patel, who traveled from Atlanta, told our friends 13 Wham that the previous management has not been running the hotel efficiently. And he said he hired a new management team and is personally overseeing efforts to restore the
Personally
property.
Open your checking account and fix that stuff.
Why weren't you overseeing it before?
Well, because he's in Atlanta and he probably owns a bunch of them.
So, you know, among all the things that I mentioned, there was some guests who came forward and say, listen, we stayed here and it ain't good. One woman in particular
said this.
And I asked my husband, I said, and what is that? And he lifts up the covers and it's a crack pipe.
What?
Found a crack pipe under the bed.
What?
See what happens.
Well, then obviously they don't clean the sheets.
Well, or you just don't tip the help. They just leave the crack pipe there.
My gosh. Could you imagine? What is the craziest thing you found in your hotel room? or ill hotel bed, whatever. However you want to take this worst experience, because I know some of you parents who go on sports tournaments, you don't always stay in the best of best hotels.
Yeah, try to save a little money.
Everybody has stories.
We were on the way back from Washington, D.C. for the Springsteen concert 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we stayed at this one place, and it looks like the family that owned it, it was a nice place, medium. But the family who owned it, we were on the top floor. It's like a three-floor hotel. And the family that owned it apparently lived there, and they were cooking in the hallway.
It's a hotel, and the family lives in the hotel? It's not a bed and breakfast?
No.
And they're cooking in the hallway? I don't understand. Like a little portable grill?
It was electric. It was so weird, man. It was like weird.
How much did you pay a night for that hotel?
I don't know.
That was a discount. That must have been.
No, it was just a quick, we got there late, stayed overnight, and smelled like food. We're like, okay, there's not a restaurant in here.
Oh my God, in the hallway?
Just down the way at the end of the building. But I'm like, there's people huddled over a little grill thing. Hot plate, something weird.
Oh my gosh.
And we said something downstairs. Like, yeah, that's my family. We live upstairs. I'm like, okay. Well, thanks for letting us stay. Gotta go.
Did you leave right away? Or no?
No, we left in the morning.
Oh, that was after.
Yeah,
in the morning.
But it was still weird.
Messages are coming in. We were on our honeymoon and discovered the walls were so thin we could hear the couple next door arguing about who forgot to pack the toothpaste. And how much he hated her mother. Oh, God. Okay. This doesn't really happen, does it?
What?
At 3 in the morning, the front desk accidentally gave another family keys to our room. Imagine waking up to strangers standing over your bed saying, oh, honey, I think this is the wrong room.
Oh,
no way.
Oh, my God.
I've heard stories like that. I didn't think it was real.
Yeah, that's why I always put the little latch across it so people can't get in.
What? How do you make that mistake?
What, you got any stories?
I get that, like, things gross me out, like find hair, because I am the bed inspector. I'll inspect the bed. If I see hair in the bed, I'm just disgusted. I'm not crawling in those sheets.
You bring a black light with you?
You know, if I had a black light, I would. I Lysol everything. The one time the air conditioning was leaking, so the carpet got all wet, and that just grossed me out. Musty. So I demanded to change rooms.
Yeah, it's gross.
I don't have anything like crack pipes or somebody walking in, though. All right. So anyhow, the Wyndham Hotel, you can't stay there.
Okay. Until they fix it.
Or
set it on fire and build a new one.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, let's play Wait. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me.
What
are the most viral and talked about World Cup moments off the field?
Oh.
Are you ready? You can play along.
Okay.
818-2899.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Okay.
It's just you right now unless someone calls in.
Yeah.
You have to... guess how this ends.
Okay.
A woman in Mexico City posted a picture to social media that quickly exploded online during the World Cup.
Okay.
The photo wasn't of a player. It wasn't of a celebrity. And it wasn't of some crazy fan wearing face paint.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it was of a fan, but not wearing face paint. It showed a World Cup fan dressed head to toe in a Mexican national team jersey and socks, proudly walking through the streets while other fans celebrated Mexico's opening victory.
Nothing that's out of the ordinary.
People on social media couldn't get enough of it, calling it an unlikely supporter, a national treasure. FIFA themselves reached out, invited them to take part in a photo shoot and commercial filming connected to the World Cup.
Wow.
So here's the question. What exactly was in that picture? How does the story end?
Oh, man. How interesting. I mean, there's so many fans walking around with their team colors. It's like going to a Bills game.
Yeah.
So why could that be any different Were they like
grabbing the attention of FIFA?
Yeah. So were they like 9 feet tall or something like that?
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. If anybody wants to play along, 818-2899.
All right, hold on right there. Do it.
98.9 The Buzz.
Killing me. You're killing me. I'm trying to figure this out. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Is this the thing? And you start the story and we try to finish. It's I can't figure this out.
This is one of the most viral and talked about World Cup moments off the field. So it was a fan dressed head to toe in a Mexican national team jersey.
Okay.
And it even, like, it caught the eye of everybody. Like, it exploded on social media. Everyone's referring to this fan as a national treasure.
Oh.
FIFA itself reached out, invited them to take part in a photo shoot and commercial filming connected to the World Cup. So the question, what exactly was in this picture? Who is this fan?
I think I just caught the hook. I think I caught the little trigger that will give me the right answer.
I almost want to make this, do you get it right? Because you often nail it.
Yeah, I know, right? And I don't really look. I don't look at this ahead of time. I don't.
Okay, yeah. Okay. What are you feeling? What's the vibe?
I'm feeling like when you said this fan was dressed head to toe in a Mexico, Team Mexico jersey.
Okay, yeah.
That means it was a little baby, and the baby went viral because he's so cute.
Aw, is that your final answer? A baby. Is it going to grab the attention from FIFA?
Oh, babies are cute, and especially if they're wearing a team jersey.
Okay.
What's the answer?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's my final answer.
Anyone else?
I did not look at this ahead of time.
The viral World Cup sensation turned out to be a duck.
Ah!
A 2-year-old duck named Merlin, who normally helps his owner sell drinks at local fairs, became an internet sensation after photos showed him proudly wearing Mexico's soccer uniform. Fans embraced him so much that he's now being called the unofficial mascot of the 2026 World Cup, and FIFA invited him for promotional appearances.
A duck?
A duck! It is the most adorable picture ever. Just following his owner. She is, she's a woman. She has a son too. And she goes, we felt like the gift. Somebody gifted the duck to my son.
That's normal.
And now it is part. I know. It is so bizarre. But she goes, I love Merlin. Like, this is part of our family. He goes everywhere with us. But it's so cute. You see him all dressed up in his soccer jersey. Oh, it's so cute.
I'm trying to picture a soccer jersey on a duck.
Look it up. It's so adorable. You're going to fall in love with Merlin.
Spisano and Sandy.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Now I'm going to have to Google it. Right.
Just awesome. I want a pet duck now. I do. She's giving kisses to her duck. Like, bill to lips.
Bill to lips.
Bill to lips.
Lips to bill. That sounds
lips
better.
To bill.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I want to get? You know, if there is one weird animal that I want to get, and I have a feeling I can get one because I thought out of the corner of my eye, I saw a sign for a shop in Webster. My daughter, Ellie, is obsessed with axolotls.
Huh?
An axolotl.
I'm not even sure I know what that is. What's an axolotl?
Look it up.
Oh, God. Is it creepy crawly? Am I the only dumb one in the room?
I don't know.
I didn't even know how to spell axolotl.
Just axilotl. It'll find it. They're so cute, and they're like,
axolotl.
It's instead of, you know, instead of.
What is that?
Isn't that cute?
I don't know what it is.
Describe it. It's kind of like a fish, but not a fish, and it's kind of like a lizard, but it's not a lizard, and it's kind of like it's got
is
like
it
a
real?
It's like a cartoon face, and it's got like little tentacles on it and stuff. Yeah, aren't those cute?
But some of these pictures, it's like green and mean, and the other ones is pink and cute.
Yeah,
which one are you getting?
Oh, yes, right, exactly, right. She's got like 4 axolotl stuffies, and I don't know, can you have those? Are they legal? I'm just saying. Anyway.
Is it real?
Sandy's got a duck. I want an axolotl.
Wait, there's what? 2 versions, a green and a white one.
No, just click images. You'll see millions of them. This is great videos of them all over the place. It's so cute.
I don't know about this. That's kind of gross.
All right. Well, anyway. Anyway, so listen, it's coming up on the 9 o'clock commercial-free 98 straight hour, dead minutes of straight, buzz music.
What's happening?
I don't know. And we're going to have some fun with that coming up. And thank you so much for listening here, Buzz. We appreciate you. We love you so much.
If you miss anything from the show, go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Right now, it is time to say, we out.
We out like every bug that's finding your ankles the second you sit down outside. Okay, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.